Rusty Quill presents.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Minerva's Prattling Pollen Paraphrase Pamphlets. Plant procreation puts you in the pits, pleading for the pheromones to perish, propagation prompting your perspiration. Well, now with Minerva's Prattling Pollen Paraphrase Pamphlet, you can persevere in the presence of poisonous pollen. With Minerva's Prattling Pollen Paraphrase Pamphlet, you can proclaim your position and prattle as you prance in the petunias. Preside over your paradise as you parlay and plead with panache and the primrose. Minerva's Prattling Pollen Paraphrase Pamphlet provides the phrases to pulverize the pillaging platoons of perennials. Sprecken zupioni? Minerva's Prattling Pollen Paraphrase Pamphlet. Save your regrets for tomorrow.
New recruits to the Department of Curiosity have to be tested for your skills of abduction and deduction and lateral thinking. Ready your spyglasses for another one of Maisie's mysteries. Tonight's mystery is for those that can read between the lines, the mystery of the vanishing butcher of Briny. A shroud of mystery descended upon the tranquil village of Briny when the first rays of dawn illuminated the butcher shop through its busted front door. The absence of the butcher, Mr. Phelps, stirred whispers of concern among the villagers, who gathered in a small cluster, exchanging glances. 6 days a week he was open, rain or shine, from pre-dawn hours prepping to the lamplights ignited at dusk. He never missed a day, but this day he was nowhere to be found. The glass shattered and shards strewn about the floor, the till open and empty of every bill and coin. All the good cuts of meat had been pilfered. The only remnants of the shop was the heavy vintage meat scale Phelps used to meter out his mints, and a very meticulous ledger he used to record every exchange, with almost diary-like entries to each customer of the day. The last page of this ledger was different than the rest. It still recorded a series of transactions, but the ink sloppy, and the figures and amounts seemed a bit off. Inspector Bennett reviewed the scene, and then proceeded to read the ledger. Knowing sometimes as a detective, you have to read between the lines. The entries of the last page were as follows. Delivered 5 pounds of ground mints to Miss Thugs. She had broken new shoes. Sold 3 ribeye to Mr. Thompson. They were too small. He was threatening to take the money. 4 lamb chops to a new customer in the store. Said he would break the bones next time. A calf's liver for Mrs. Brown. Surprised she came back. She seemed a little jumpy. Mrs. Smith asked for 3 chickens. I had no choice and gave her everything I had. Sweetbreads for Mrs. Williams. She wanted the whole animal, and I had to hide the rest under the counter. 6 porterhouse steaks for the Johnsons. I said you had to flip the steak to the red side to switch it up and open up the flavor. 5 kidneys for the Thompsons. They bought so many, I think their stomachs have a secret compartment. Good grief, they'll be shouting. Please help if they try to eat all of those. 1 sack of marrow bones for the Johnsons, perfect for making rich broth. You have to be patient and make sure they have all gone and given up their flavor before taking them out. Bennett scratched his chin and thought for a moment, and read it once more. Eureka, he thought. Bennett immediately realized what had happened. So what did happen to the butcher of Briny, Mr. Fultz, future Curio? And what did Inspector Bennett do next? While you're figuring that out, let's move on to Mr. Fitz's figments. Can you conquer this one? The butcher had 4 assistants. At the end of a busy Tuesday, the cooler door was open, and a body lay obscured in the back. One of the assistants was on the run, and the murder weapon missing from the drying table. All of the butcher's tools dried neatly in a row on a towel, save for one sticking awkwardly out of the victim. The butcher's tools were as follows. Chef's knife with a wooden handle and intricate carvings in a Damascus pattern. A utility knife with the chip tip and striped pattern. A paring knife with the initials JS carved into the handle in a dotted pattern. A carving knife with a polished wooden handle and brass rivets in a wavy pattern. A cleaver with a well-worn handle and a checkered pattern. A boning knife with an ergonomic handle and a zigzag pattern. A fillet knife, fish-shaped etching on the handle and fish scale pattern. A scimitar with ornate engravings on the handle and a lattice pattern. A slicing knife with a pearl inlaid handle and a floral pattern. And a carving fork with a leather-wrapped handle and a paisley pattern. Anna, the first assistant, wielded a knife with a checkered pattern. She also used a knife with a fish-shaped etching on the handle. Ben, the second assistant, went to work with a knife with a zigzag pattern. He also utilized a knife with a pearl inlaid handle. Anna put down the well-worn handle and handed it to Ben, who used it as well and then asked Clara for the lattice pattern. Ben picked up the paisley pattern and then handed the lattice to Clara, who carved away with it. She saw Anna was using the fish scale pattern and David was sharpening the one with the wavy pattern and then went slicing away with the floral pattern. Ben finished with the zigzag pattern and borrowed the one with the chip tip to chop. Clara utilized a knife with a stripe pattern. She also employed a knife with initials JS carved into the handle. David finished up his work with a knife with the brass rivets and a knife with intricate carvings. At the end of the day, they were all washed and dried. All except for one. The one found in the body. Using this information, can you determine which one was missing, and therefore the one that was used as the murder weapon, and identify the killer? The solutions will be presented in future episodes and on the Celine Patreon. Happy hunting!
Feeling trapped in the attic? Ingested a parasite? Looking for a Lenny Penny? Come bask in the emerald green glow of a strange city lying alone. Join our Patreon for Celine and Cleverman, and Minerva might just let you pick her next solution. Join our Patreon, and no one will ever ask you for anything ever again. And again, 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 and again.